Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, October 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Greenville Herald Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays. Here's Johnny. Johnny Carson, born on this day in 1925. Soccer great Pele, 73 today. And country music star Dwight Yoakam, 57. This day in history, in 1956, NBC broadcast the first video tape recording, a recording of zany improvisational comedian Jonathan Winters. We don't have that actual tape, but this is near enough.
Did you ever undress in front of a dog? I'll tell you. You think about that for a minute. I don't know, people, you know, it's funny, a bird somehow doesn't count, right? Or a cat. But a dog, they really stare.
On this day in 1973, President Nixon agreed to turn over the subpoenaed tapes concerning the Watergate affair. This is courtesy of CBS News.
In daily conversations with aides, he would strategize a way forward, and the tapes capture his frustration. His national security advisor, Henry Kissinger, assured him that no one would remember.
You have saved this country, Mr. President. No one will know what Watergate means.
But the world does know from hundreds of hours of recording.
On October 23, 1993, Joe Carter of the Toronto Blue Jays became only the second player. Can you name the other? To end the World Series with a home run.
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it! The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
The other player, by the way, to end the World Series with a walk-off homer, Bill Mazeroski of the Pittsburgh Pirates against the Yankees in 1960. Number one on the charts this day in 1944, the Mills Brothers, and You Always Hurt the One You Love.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest...
On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce ISD's fourth annual Hall of Honor Luncheon is at noon Friday at the Administration Building in the old A.C. Williams Elementary School, 3315 Washington Street. Honorees include Myra Beatles, H. Dan Farrell, Billy Garrett, and Mary Spencer. Tickets are available at the Commerce ISD Administration Building for $15 each. The honorees will also be recognized at the homecoming football game as the Tigers play the Howell Bulldogs at 7:30 Friday night at Memorial Stadium. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkert, the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last time we talked about the proposed chemical plant on the east side of downtown Greenville. A lot of concern about the safety of such a plant, and that pretty much is off the table at this point. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The company withdrew their request for a permit, so that is no longer an issue. So that's good news for individuals in the city of Greenville who are concerned about that.
Also, the loss potentially of some jobs with that as well,
though. Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, there's you know, we're not going to see any kind of economic benefit from a move like that. But in a case like this, I think that Greenville's probably better off for it.
Mm-hmm. The status of the plans for the new YMCA building in South Greenville, of course, there was an election a while back, bond election, in which that was approved, but that still is obviously in the future. And where does that stand?
Well, right now, there was a deadline in September 20th to receive bids to build it, and right now the city's staff is currently going over all of those bids. They got about 20 in. And right now, the city manager has to receive the word from the city council to say, hey, go ahead and start looking at these. And then once he starts that process, it's probably going to take about 3 months. So my guess is we won't see a contract awarded until, you know, early next year.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty major undertaking, isn't it? That's going to be pretty spectacular. enterprise.
Absolutely. And obviously, when you're talking about funds that were raised through a city bond election, not only is it going to be an impressive structure, the city also has to make sure to, you know, dot all their I's and cross all their T's when building it.
We've heard a lot, Caleb, in recent months about a possible water park for Greenville, recreation facility. Not Schlitterbahn, obviously, but that kind of thing.
Right.
And that seems to pop up on the front page from time to time. But where does that stand? Haven't seen anything about that for quite a while.
Well, what's interesting about that is it's kind of on hold. The city council continues to talk about it in executive session. There has been no agreement between Splash Kingdom and the city yet. And my assumption would be that that was put on hold, if you will, for a little while as the city and L3 were negotiating their new contract extension. But now that a contract has been approved, I would imagine we're going to see some movement on Splash Kingdom in the near future. But right now, again, nothing's been negotiated.
That longstanding dispute between the city and L3 Communications pretty much now resolved. You made reference to it a moment ago, but at least for the time being, that seems to be settled. And
Yes, and we're very grateful for that. The city and L3 came to an agreement for a lease through 2031 with three potential 5-year contract extensions, if you want to think of it like a baseball player, I guess, but contract renewals. And so that's behind us right now. There was some concern because the city council, the full city council, really only had 2 weeks to look at it. And there was some citizen concern regarding the taxing structure, who would pay what if the city imposed new taxes, if the state imposed new taxes. The good news, at least from my perspective, is that the contract stipulates that if the state adds a new tax, L3 would be responsible for paying the tax on the land that they currently lease, which is the bulk of the value out there at Majors Field. However, if the city or the county imposed a new tax, Greenville would be responsible for paying that, and it would be a significant hardship for the city. However, the odds of that happening, in my opinion, are slim, but I can understand if people, you know, don't necessarily agree with my opinion, but that's what I've been told.
But at least for the time being, we're not likely to see that L3 city battle on the front page for a while again.
Yeah, hopefully we don't see that again anytime soon.
Okay. And then you were telling me there's a big event coming up having to do with Audie Murphy, the World War II hero and the movie star. I think this is October 29th in Farmersville?
Yes, sir. October 29th in Farmersville. It's at 1 p.m. The Texas legislature awarded him the Texas Legislative Medal of Honor, which is the highest honor that a Texan can receive, and it's because of Murphy's time in the Texas Armed Forces, and of course it's going to be awarded to him posthumously to his family there in Farmersville. Governor Perry will come to Farmersville to award it personally. It took a little while for this medal to be awarded for some reason. I never understood why it took until the second special session for them to go ahead and award it to Audie Murphy, but now that it's done, it's a done deal, and it's definitely an honor that is well deserved. They didn't actually create this medal to the early 90s, so it's not like he's been waiting for decades to get this, but he finally is the recipient of it.
Of course, Audie Murphy killed in a plane crash in 1971.
Yes, sir.
But his family is excited about this honor?
His family and veterans, individuals who knew him or from, you know, his time in Hollywood or in the Army. And I've been talking with some veterans, and he's one of their heroes. A lot of, you know, younger veterans, he's the one that inspired them to join up and serve. So it's an honor for them as well, I think.
Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, Caleb Slinkard.
My pleasure.
Editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.